The flames had barely died away before Tahiri rolled away from the wall and used the force to send the thermal detonator floating toward the inner hatch. A second later, a white flash flared from inside the airlock. Saba was around Tahiri and through the hatchway even before the beradium glow had faded. Leaping across a 3-meter hole that the detonator had left in the floor, she landed on a transparasteel service balcony inside the computer core. The balcony protruded about a dozen meters into a vast spherical cavity filled with the faint pink striations of energy-starved circuits. Scattered around the chamber were a handful of drifting radiant clouds, the tiniest amount of memory that an energy-starved computer needed to keep active to avoid shutting down. Flying toward Saba from the depths of the chamber was a cloud of white-hot radiance, shaped like a woman's face, but with a hugely broad mouth and eyes so sunken they looked like wells. As the cloud approached, tendrils of light began to reach out in front of it, stretching toward Saba. Tahiri alighted at Saba's side. "Stomper 2!" she yelled. "Big Blinder, now!"
"Stay here!"
Saba ordered, stepping away from Tahiri toward the banks of display screens and interface consoles at the front of the balcony.
"Protect Big Blinder."
"Master 17, wait!" Tahiri called. "She's just energy. You need the pulse bomb to kill her."
Holding her lightsaber at waist height, inactivated and out of position, Saba ignored the warning and continued forward. What Tahiri didn't know was that Abeloth could see the future. And that meant they had to use the future to defeat her. That was why Olazan had sacrificed so much to bring the pulse bomb along, so that Abeloth would foresee it destroying the computer core with her inside. What the prey hadn't seen was how Saba intended to react when Abeloth tried to change the future. Or at least Saba hoped Abeloth hadn't seen that. By the time the cloud of radiance reached the front edge of the service balcony, the tendrils of light had solidified into fleshy tentacles, and Abeloth's face had lost its luminous quality and started to grow opaque. Still holding her lightsaber down by her waist, Saba force sprang into the air. The tentacles immediately stretched toward her, already pulsing with the dark force essence that Abeloth intended to pump into Saba, that she needed to pump into Saba if she was to take a new avatar and escape to recover from the wounds that she had already suffered in the maw. They were still 2 meters apart when the first tentacle touched Saba's face. Then her entire head was webbed in tentacles. They were trying to push in everywhere, into her nostrils and her eyes and her mouth, tapping against the tympanic membranes that covered her ear canals, even trying to slip up beneath her scales. Saba ignited her lightsaber and brought it sweeping up, cutting all of the tentacles away at Abeloth's shoulder. Expecting a geyser of Abeloth's force essence to come spraying out of the wounds, she immediately sealed the membranes that protected her eyes and nostrils. But the heat of her blade seemed to cauterize the wounds, and all that happened was the tentacles flew off in every direction. There was an instant of stunned silence. Then Abeloth released an ear-piercing shriek of pain and rage.